I tell you, it would have been pained at different stages out there at the SCG last night. That's the Sydney Sixers coach, Greg Shepherd. It was a seesawing match, a roller coaster that his team took us on. They win off the final ball. It was outstanding. Greg's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Greg.
Yeah, good morning. Still settling the nerves after last night. It was a crazy match. It's surprising that a score of 106 by the Heat turns into such a nerve-wracking game. But pleased that our team held their nerve, as they typically do.
It's a thrilling game of cricket, and you're right, for such a low total, you didn't anticipate that. Do you get any sense, do you feel it with all your experience, Greg, a relaxation from the batting lineup when they know they're chasing such a small total and that's what gets you into trouble?
Oh, look, yeah, there's many variables come into that. We'd just played the Thunder the other night and scored at 10 plus and over, yeah. So it's a huge adjustment to go back to, you know, having to chase a target of 5 runs and over. You think immediately that that's an easy task. But the wicket was a tricky wicket for obviously both batting teams. The bowling teams were on last night and there was enough seam and hold and two-paced nature of the wicket, which they generally say. But indeed, it proved to be a great challenge for both batting groups. So credit to the bowlers. But you know, our group had a pretty thorough review after the game about options that we might take in the future around how to go about that small total situation.
Greg, what about Sean Abbott and the incredible performance he put on? I mean, except for the fact that we are blessed with so much talent in the Australian team at the moment, you could almost have lose him to that.
Oh, well, he's been, you know, he's right at the top of his game at the moment, playing some beautiful cricket. Life's good for him. He's just had a young baby as well, and things are going great on and off the field for Sean. But it was a comprehensive all-round performance with the ball, 4 wickets with the bat. Took one of the best catches I've ever seen in my life, and then backed it up with another couple and a run out to finish their innings off. So, you know, he's hit a purple patch and deserves all, you know, future accolades that should come his way. Yeah, and that's potentially an IPL contract and being back in the Australian system, you know, when they need support and talent that he's obviously got.
Yeah, and the other one was Benny Dorschus, who comes out and bats with Sean, and it's really important innings, quite obviously. I was more impressed with the bowling effort because the first couple of games back, or certainly the first game back, Greg, he wasn't quite finding his lines. What impressed you most about the way Ben went about his work last night?
Well, it sounds like you're a keen student of the game and you're spot on there, because Benny, coming back from a side strain, missed quite a bit of bowling preparation that normally he undertakes going into a BBL series. So he was a little bit underdone and a little bit rusty in those first couple of games, but it's been working strongly behind the scenes to build up that volume of bowling so that it goes where you actually want it to go. And he's found that rhythm, it seems, and he's been a strong performer for us for a number of years, and we expect him to get back to that level. But his batting contribution also, you know, will lift his confidence.
Yeah.
Greg, you seem to have a real team there at the moment that can all perform when they need to. You've got guys that have been there for quite a few years now that have stayed with the Sixers. You've got people that stand up in one game and someone stands up in another game. What a blessing as a coach is that, to have guys that you're not relying on just a couple of players, you're relying on a team performance.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a mantra about having 18 game-ready players. We've got some really good, exciting talent who are sitting there waiting for their opportunity. We see Mickey Edwards yesterday, you know, missed out after being a hero in the game before. So there's great challenge for places in our 11. But I think stability of message, the group are well aware of, you know, our game plan, how we want to play the game. And accordingly, they step up at the right times. But you absolutely need a leader, and we've got the best leader in the competition in Moses Enriquez. Mm. So he just keeps organising that process out there on the field and does an absolutely outstanding job. So I guess you could point the finger at that as the reason we're so consistent.
Did Moses nick that one last night?
I think he might have hit his pad and his bat hit the ground. So I won't tell you any more than that, but he had probably looked the most comfortable in terms of assessing the conditions and was just playing, you know, in his little bubble out there until that moment. So it was unfortunate for him. But anyway, that provided some challenges to our bottom order, and they delivered.
Talk about challenges. You've had challenges around injuries to bowlers, players, especially slow bowlers. And we'll get an update on Steve O'Keefe very shortly. But Shadab Khan, tell us about first game we saw him. We were sitting on the sideline. Talk about all on your own. No one was allowed to talk to him. And
he's still training alone, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
But he's still alone. No, none of us have been able to shake his hand or give him one of those, you know, chest hugs that you give these days. And he's been so calm for someone who's gone through a really unusual preparation. He's got a big, big smile on his face. I know our spin bowling crew are absolutely dying to sit down and talk spin bowling with him.
Right.
He seems a terrific young man, so we're looking forward to him to relax into our group and play and enjoy the experience. Steve O'Keefe's on his way back, getting close again to playing, as is Jackson Bird. So, again, a hero from our season last year, both sort of coming back into contention. So the selectors have got some headaches, a bit like the Australian selectors at the moment.
Yeah, and just to clarify for everyone who's not across it, Shadab Khan, he's not allowed to be with the team, one of those isolation rules for a certain amount of period before because of COVID and that kind of thing. And you do have a few bizarre isolation rules in the BBL. I understand that a staff and players, if they wanted to take their families, they would have had to isolate, that kind of thing, on those away trips. How is everyone handling those rules that so far is keeping the BBL pretty much, touch wood, untouchable with COVID at the moment?
Yeah, I guess, you know, whilst they're difficult to adapt your lifestyle to a completely new, you know, COVID set of rules in the BBL, we did it last year, but we were sort of away from home. And so the challenge is in Sydney, when you are living with your families and there's, you know, half the team fly in, the rest are out with the families, that there's a bit of a disconnect in it compared to last season. But again, there's a lot of mature heads in our group, and whilst there are frustrating moments from time to time, we generally gather ourselves up and step upwards and forwards.
Yeah. Next game, January 1, that's match 30 against the Renegades up there on the mid-north coast of New South Wales at Coffs Harbour. Greg, really appreciate it. Short notice, you coming on the program. Congratulations on that win yesterday. It was just amazing, and all the best for the remainder of the tournament.
Yeah, thanks. Great to be on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Egg Shippard there, building a more resilient Queensland. That's the Suncorp spirit. That doesn't seem quite right, does it, when the Heat packed it up last night? Anyway, that's the Brisbane side. Well, that's the read I've got to do here.
Yeah, I know.
Storm and flood cover automatically included with all Suncorp home insurance policies. That's the Suncorp spirit.